you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Manuel Betancourt and Amy Nicholson. We begin with the romantic drama All of Us Strangers, written and directed by Andrew Hay, starring Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal. Manuel?
This is one of my favorite films of the year. It's a haunting gay story that I think approaches love and grief with equal tenderness. And I think what it does is create a beautiful portrait of loneliness and the ache of connection. It has, Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal are giving knockout, layered, beautiful performances that are going to break your heart.
All of Us Strangers at the Landmark Theater Sunset in Hollywood, the AMC Century City 15, and then expands into more theaters on January 5th. It's rated R. The Color Purple, the musical version adapted from the musical stage production, starring Taraji P. Henson and an all-star cast. It's directed by Blitz Bazawule. Amy.
This is worth seeing probably solely for the acting performances that are going to get nominations coming out of this. I'm looking especially at Danielle Brooks and probably Taraji P. Henson too. But it is a very strange Daffy movie. It's a tragic story that is then kind of shoehorned into being a splashy movie musical, the kind where people are in coordinated outfits, but yet it's also a story about abuse, about rape, about incest. It's really hard to wrap your head around these two dark tones being fused together. But when some of the musical numbers are allowed to kind of shine, especially in the more empowering second half, that you can see why people are going to walk out of this in a good mood.
The Color Purple is rated PG-13 in wide release, Christmas Day opening. Ferrari, directed by Michael Mann, tells the story of Enzo Ferrari. Adam Driver plays him and Penelope Cruz as his wife. Manuel, what'd you think of Ferrari?
Yeah, this is a solid Michael Mann film. You're in sort of in great hands. It takes a while to sort of get it revved up. But I think once it gets going and it sort of fuses its two halves, one of which was this sports racing drama set in 1957, and then this like marital infidelity drama between the Ferraris who are sort of trying to stay together and trying to figure out how to continue their empire building while clearly not getting along because of the grief of their child. This is a solid movie. It had me audibly gasp at one scene, and you may find out for yourself if you take a look.
All right. Ferrari is in wide release with a Christmas Eve opening, rated R. And The Teacher's Lounge, a German drama directed by Ilker Çatak. What'd you think, Amy?
Oh, this is a fantastic film that I also hope will make some awards noise. In short, it's a schoolhouse drama about an idealistic teacher trying to combat a thieving problem in her school. She's very well-meaning, and everything she does gets everybody yelling at her. Great double feature with Election.
The Teacher's Lounge is at Lemley's Royal Theater in West LA starting Christmas Day. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.